京外国语大学，北京外语音像出版社。
The Beijing Foreign Languages Audio-Visual Publishing House, Beijing Foreign Studies University.
Easy English 名作欣赏，人面巨石。
The Great Stone Face.Chapter 1 The Boy in the Valley. Deep in a valley, there was a pretty little house. It was surrounded by many tall trees. Sitting in front of their small home,A mother and her young son were watching the sun go down. It is a very beautiful evening, isn't it? The mother asked the boy. He just nodded. He was staring at something in the distance. Very far away, they could see the great stone face. They were many miles from it, but they could see it clearly.It was an amazing sight. It looked like a sculpture of a giant in the rocks. The face had a long nose and big lips and eyes. It was a very noble face. It was easy to see this face from a distance, but the further people walked away, the more clearly they could see the face.People living in the area were very happy. They were very proud of the great stone face. It was a famous symbol of the area. It was also a symbol of strength, nobility, fertility, and education. There were many stories about the great stone face.Some believed that the stone face made the land fertile. When the sun was needed, the sun shone. When the rain was needed, the rain poured down. The mother, sitting outside of her house, was thinking about this stone face. Her son, Ernest, was still staring at the great face.He turned to her now and said, Mother, Great Stone Face looks so kind and smart. If it could speak, it would have a very kind voice. I want to meet a man like him. His mother said, A very old story says that one day a man like him will be born. Did you hear this story?The boy excitedly said, No, mother, I haven't. Please tell me. The mother began to tell her son the story. It began a long time ago. Long ago, many Indian people lived in this valley. They believed that one day a child would be born. The child would have a great destiny.He would be one of the smartest, richest, and noblest men. He would also look like the great stone face. Many people are waiting for the child to be born. Others think it is only a story. Whatever people believe, it has not happened yet. The boy listened very carefully to his mother. Mother,I really hope it will happen. I want to see the man. I know I will really like him. The mother didn't believe this story, but she wanted to give hope to her son. So she said, It might happen. One day soon, it might happen. The little boy never forgot that story. Every day, he woke up and looked at the stone face. He hoped he would meet the man who looked like the great stone face. Ernest was a wonderful little boy. He loved his mother very much. He always helped her. He always obeyed his mother. But the biggest help was his love for her. Ernest quickly grew up. He spent many days working in the fields. He was always loving and devoted. He was also very smart. He did not have a good education, but some people said, "Ernest is so smart. Many boys study at famous schools, but Ernest is smarter than all of them. He has such wisdom. He will be a great man one day." Usually, after working very hard all day, Ernest went to look at the great stone face. He sat quietly for hours just watching it. During this time, he thought about many things. He developed clear ideas about life. He sat thinking about hate, pain, jealousy, and many other things in life. But the most important thing he thought about was love. He developed a calm and loving attitude for all things.